With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More bloodshed, this time at an ICE facility in Dallas, where one detainee is dead, two others critically wounded. Texas GOP Senator Ted Cruz says this is the third shooting in Texas directed at ICE or Customs and Border Patrol.
This must stop. To every politician who is using rhetoric demonizing ICE and demonizing CBP, stop. To every politician demanding that ICE agents be doxxed and calling for people to go after their families, stop. This has very real consequences.
FBI said that ammunition found at the scene contained anti-ICE messaging written on it. Now, the agency says it is investigating the shooting as an act of targeted violence. No ICE agents were hurt. Following a series of very strange events Tuesday, President Trump says he was sabotaged at the UN. Greg Plugston has more.
The president complained that he was the victim of three very sinister events at the UN on Tuesday. First, the escalator he used suddenly stopped. He wrote online that those responsible should be arrested. Second, his teleprompter didn't work for several minutes. And third, he said the sound was off during his speech. The president said the Secret Service would be involved in an investigation.
Well, Syria's President Ahmad al-Sharaa has addressed the General Assembly, marking the first time any Syrian president has done so in 60 years. He tells world leaders Syria is reclaiming its rightful place among the nations in the world. The Assad family dynasty, a repressive 50-year rule in Syria, collapsed last December. This is SRN News. The assassination 2 weeks ago of Charlie Kirk has cast a pall over the nation.
And it's not just the supporters of the conservative activist and prominent Christian. A new Gallup poll finds that since Kirk's slaying, the mood of the general public has been darkened with increased concerns about crime and national unity. 8% of people now say crime and violence are America's biggest problems, up from just 3% last month. 10% of adults say they're worried about national unity, up from 5% in August. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spiritual leader of Eastern Orthodox Christians defending his 2019 decision to recognize an independent church in Ukraine. He's also denounced the Russian Orthodox Church as giving a ringing endorsement to the invasion of Ukraine. Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew made the remarks before a recent gathering of the Council of Foreign Relations during his stop on a 12-day visit to the U.S. This is SRN News. A look to the future.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is pushing to establish President Trump's presidential library in an iconic stretch of downtown Miami, a parcel of land adjacent to the Freedom Tower, a historic building rising alongside the glitzy condos facing palm tree-lined Biscayne Bay. In a video posted to social media, State Attorney General James Uffmeyer touted the plan.
Florida will be blessed to house the presidential library for one of our very own state residents and to be a part of preserving such meaningful history.
Florida's cabinet is slated to vote on the plan on September 30th. I'm Julie Walker.
Some see it a very controversial move. A federal judge has tossed out a former FBI agent's claims that he was wrongfully fired, that after he sent disparaging text messages to a colleague about President Trump. More details, SRNNews.com.